glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and Marianne and I had some discussion about what should we lead off with today with a verse in light of the fact we're going to be reading a story from the July edition of our beloved Prime Life Times titled Kate Smith, God Bless Her, and is there a verse about God blessing a country, or what do we do with a country when it's not following God? And then we thought of that, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves, and we thought, is that really happening? Or should we find something else? And we're looking through the Psalms, I'm looking through the Proverbs, and then we both decided today we need a word of encouragement.
There you go.
A word that can be used to cause us to continue to carry on in with a positive attitude or mindset while things are seemingly are so bleak and all these things are happening around the world, creating chaos and turmoil and heartache. With all that said, we landed on Galatians 6:9, and it says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. And I guess my intention or my exhortation or ours, Marianne and I, is don't give up. Don't become weary in doing good. We have a God that is sovereign, that is in control, and is working through all these things, even though many of them we don't understand, many of them break our hearts, many of them are confusing or are just straight out evil. God has the victory in store, and it'll probably take all eternity for us to understand his timing and his ways, but he is a good God. We can serve him, and let's not give up hope. And I think that's what you were saying, Marianne, is we need a word of hope because this is a time when people are hopeless, when they're hurting.
Well, I think that one of your gifts, Mark, is exhortation. So an exhortative, that's probably not even a word, scripture is good.
Yeah. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Praise God.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 6, 2022. I guess that's one of my longest openings to explain a verse that we're sharing.
I was going to make you do that opening thing because I just wait for it. I love it.
Yeah, well, usually too, I start off right with the verse.
I know.
But I wanted to qualify it a little because we are living in times when people are giving up hope. And I was saying to you, well, that's one of the facets of this radio ministry that God has called us to, is providing the hope, lifting high the name of Jesus, even during times when people are searching or are confused or are battered or abused, violating. I mean, there's people that are in a war zone. There's people that aren't being fed properly in certain circumstances throughout the whole world, even in our own communities. And it seems like hope is not something that people are gravitating towards because things seem so dire or hopeless.
Well, I really appreciate you wanting to concentrate on hope. I kind of wish we had recorded our conversation because, you know, we started out with righteousness exalts a nation and sin brings it down. And we were thinking, that's all true. But you said something so important. You said, you know, what we're supposed to be doing is preaching Jesus.
Yeah.
That's our job here. That's our goal. And I love that you focus on hope. And let's get the word out.
Yeah.
Well, the original word.
Yeah. Well, we had talked about that with churches and different circumstances. And I said, one of the beauties of this radio ministry, and maybe one of the reasons I can pour my heart and soul into it or work long hours or be passionate about it, is that we are providing, not we, but God through our broadcast, through people that study God's word, that want to divide it, that want to share it, and not just share it for informational purposes, but lift high the name of Jesus, the one true answer to all these issues, all these problems, all this heartache.
Yes.
That there's a God who loves you, the God who loves you and I, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
He demonstrated that, not just by sending this inspired word or the Bible or through various ways, through the handiwork, through us observing nature and how he's created this universe.
Oh, yeah.
Not only is he awesome and worthy of our worship, but he sent his son, his beloved son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay for the sin that's in our life, the sin that's in this world. He sent Jesus as that sacrifice that's kind of one of those hard concepts to understand. Why would this loving God care about us? But it's true.
Yeah,
he does. He created us.
I
mean, he really does care.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think during these times when seemingly things look hopeless, we can cling to the fact that God loves us, mm-hmm. that there is an eternity ahead of us, and maybe throughout all eternity, our first 1 billion or 2 years after we've constantly just worship him for his goodness, and then we worship him for his love, and we worship him for his greatness, oh. and we worship him for his care, we'll finally get around to like,
hey,
recognizing,
what about
oh,
that?
Yeah, this is why he did that. Oh, that makes sense. And we'll probably have a few 1 billion years of just peace over that. And that'll lead into some other, hey, what's this work you want me to accomplish now in these heavenly realms or however
awesome.
That's all going to work? But
wow, preach it. I love
well,
it.
Well, anyways, God is a good God. And I think we always have to calibrate, most importantly, our understanding of who he is when we can be blinded by circumstances or heartache. And, you know, we are living in this world, and it's a sin-fallen world. We mm-hmm. learned early on, the first two human beings, Adam and Eve and their children, there was
yeah.
sin and there was poor choices, and the ramifications ever since is we've had to live in this environment where there is sin. It mm-hmm. wasn't God's intent. It wasn't his plan, but it happened, and he made a method, a means, mm-hmm. the mechanism, the mm-hmm. Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to call him a mechanism, but
right.
the plan was that Jesus could come and redeem us, cleanse us from our sins, and we could live righteously. And hopefully those of us that follow Jesus, we were talking also about that for a while, that
yeah.
you know, we can demonstrate God's love by caring, by being compassionate, even with those that we don't agree with,
mm-hmm.
those from different parties
yes.
or nationalities
Time
or
to do that.
Circumstances,
mm-hmm.
that if we are faithfully following Jesus, we can bring a little light into that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're called to do.
I just think that, you know, it's so important to remember, as you were saying, that is our utmost goal.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, we've got these letters sitting here to read from listeners, and nobody can do anything by themselves. I mean, what we do individually really matters, but we're all co-laborers, and there's a lot of people co-laboring with us, Mark.
Yeah, and praying for us, the power of prayer that can affect or influence a situation.
Yes.
And we need you, prayer warriors, those that may feel that, hey, Mark, you don't understand, I'm a shut-in, I'm, you know, 93 years old, I can't get out, how can I impact the community? Oh,
look, I mean, the Bible's full of people, like Anna in the temple, have been praying all that time. She's the one that blessed the Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, this is so important that everyone knows the value of prayer. Powerful. Took the chains off Peter in a jail, you know.
Yeah.
God sent the angel in answer to the church's prayers.
Yeah, I think when everything gets evaluated in eternity, God's going to be pointing out the prayer warriors as like, I won't say top in the tier,
mm-hmm.
but he's going
mm-hmm.
to say, it was your prayer, it was your influence, it was your persistence by bringing that before me all
mm-hmm.
those years that caused this to happen or that to function this way or that to be resolved. It wasn't what we would maybe here on earth say, oh, that high-profile person.
No.
He was so great, or look what this person did. I think God's going to surprise us all. It's going to be those little prayer warriors that were faithful, that were committed. And
I agree. And those who bravely spoke out when it was hard.
Yeah.
I think that goes way high, too.
Amen. Well, this will preach.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
So it's Wednesday. We usually address something from our beloved Prime Life Times publication, and we have a good story here. If you were tuned in on Monday and Tuesday, I continued with the celebration, the 4th of July theme.
Right.
So Monday I had some great music and some comments, and then I extended it into Tuesday with Bill Pierce from Night Sounds, and he gave the rest of the story with thoughts by Paul Harvey.
I love Night Sounds. I love
it. Yeah, it was so great. I heard it on Monday night. It was like a tribute, a 4th of July celebration. And so you have Bill Pierce. Hello, everyone.
I know. You did that pretty good.
You know, that soothing, great voice.
Who is that over there on the other side of this desk?
That's a Bill Pierce lookalike or sound-alike.
He's got
a great, it's like Mike Kellogg used to have that great voice
at
the nighttime, but Bill Pierce is phenomenal.
Awesome.
So I played that yesterday, and then today we'll continue with a little story that our friend Roger Weisgarver wrote about Kate Smith. God bless her. And then we'll get to some listener letters, time willing.
All right. Okay. This is on page A5 of the July edition. Kate Smith, God Bless Her, by Roger Weisgarver. Singer Kate Smith, who embodied the American spirit perhaps more than any other entertainer, was born May 1st, 1907, in Greenville, Virginia. You notice I said Greenville instead of Greenville?
And you said Virginia?
Yeah, it's Greenville. That's how they say it in the South.
Yeah.
Okay.
And say Virginia again.
Virginia, what do you say?
I think it's pretty close.
Her birth name was Catherine Elizabeth Smith, and she became a famous American contralto. Kate died June 17, 1986, at age 79. Once called Radio's Statue of Liberty, Kate made God Bless America a second national anthem. She got the rights to the song from Irving Berlin in 1938. He had rejected it as too saccharine for a 1918 musical. Appropriately, Kate Smith performed the song the first time it was broadcast on November 11, 1938, on her CBS radio show, The Kate Smith Hour.
And I'm sure some of our listeners will probably be familiar or have had watched that.
Yeah. Kate needed a song to sing on her program to commemorate the 20th anniversary of Armistice Day. From that first performance, she seemed to sense that the song was destined for greatness. World War II would begin soon after, and as patriotism surged in the United States, so did fervor for God Bless America. In 1939, President Roosevelt introduced Kate to Britain's King George VI, saying, "This is Kate Smith. This is America." On the day of Kate's death, President Ronald Reagan, who had co-starred with Smith in the 1943 movie This Is the Army, said, "America was indeed God-blessed to have Kate Smith as one of her daughters."
And that's a classic. President Ronald Reagan, who was a famous actor
from
California, and her starred in a movie together?
Yeah, I didn't know that until I read this. Kate Smith started singing at age 4. At 8, she was entertaining World War I soldiers. In the 1930s, she was radio's highest-paid performer. During World War II, Smith sold millions of dollars worth of war bonds and entertained our troops. Her songs were listed on the hit parade 700 times. Oh, my word. "When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain" was her theme song, and "Thanks for Listening" was her consistent sign-off song for each radio program.
"Thanks for Listening." I'm going to have to look that one up.
Oh, dear.
That sounds just like a classic. Like,
it does.
Turn your radio on, or we're glad
you're
here.
I knew what you were going to say next.
Thanks for listening. Oh,
okay, it's going to happen. Yeah. All right. The Kate Smith Hour, the first ever daytime TV program, debuted in September 1950. Kate retired in the 1960s, but reappeared in the 1970s when hockey's Philadelphia Flyers were inspired by her song and won 2 championships. In 1976, Kate suffered a diabetic coma, which left her confined to a wheelchair. Kate, who never married, moved to Raleigh, North Carolina in 1979. But she agreed to make a special appearance at the Emmy Awards ceremony with Bob Hope pushing her wheelchair. She also appeared at the 1982 Emmy Awards, and of course the audience sang God Bless America. Kate Smith sold some 19 million records, but she had never taken a voice lesson. She made over 2,000 recordings, 19 of which sold over 1 million copies each. She called her voice a God-given gift. Monticello, Illinois resident Roger Weisgarber combines his interest in music and history as he writes about musicians of our past. He can be reached at Roger_Weisgarber, that's WISEGARVER, at MSN.com.
He is, in fact, a wise garver.
What's a garver?
Wise garver. Well, I don't know, because he's a wise garver.
Well, he's a wise man.
Wise garver.
No, not one of the original 3 or 4 wise men, but he's a very wise man.
Very wise. Thank you, Roger.
And he has a wise wife.
Yeah, they're a good couple.
Oh, listen, you can see that original song of hers on her, the first time she sang it. You can find that on YouTube. I looked it up.
Well, now I'm going to look on YouTube to see if I can find Thanks for Listening.
Yeah, everybody listening knows they're going to hear that song.
That's going to be
many
coming
times,
up.
Many times, probably.
Yeah. By the time right now, I would find it.
It'd but be a time right
we
now.
Have listener letters to look
yes,
at.
Yes, we do.
So thank you, listeners, for writing in, for communicating your thoughts, your comments, your concerns. Feedback is always helpful as we try to serve you most effectively, lifting high the name of Jesus to equip you today to be that light, to be that ray of hope, to give that encouraging word, to maybe through an expression or something you say to help or be of help to someone.
All right. Listener letters. This is from Jeff to Great News Media Group.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey. Oh, Jeff N. Muhammad. "We have been friends of Great News since September 1996. It has been wonderful to have this Christian radio coming into our home and car all these years. Also, watching the ministry grow has been exciting and God-honoring. May the Lord's blessings be evident in many and various ways, Brenda and Jerry.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Jeff.
Did I?
Yeah, that's the guy I said, hey, Jeff. And I was like, gosh, I should know them all these years.
Yeah,
if
you
they've
looked
been
puzzled.
Listening.
It's Jerry. Okay, I apologize, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I know who those are. Yeah, sweet couple supported us for many, 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 many years. This comes from Janet from Decatur. Spoke with Joyce on the phone yesterday. I want to honor my mother, so there was a special dedicated day, being a day sponsor, gave a date. And then she talks about her mom was brought to conviction by Christian radio programs, especially back to the Bible in the summer of 67. And then she sent in some information, so we already had that dedicated day over the air.
Oh,
and
good.
It was an example of how God used radio to touch this person's life.
That's great.
Decatur.
That's great. Look at that card. Isn't that gorgeous?
Ooh.
Little teeny fawn deer in the foliage. I love it.
I watched
it.
A movie yesterday that had a little fawn in it. And
Bambi?
That was... No, yeah, that's right. That the fawn triggered this guy to recognize something wasn't right, and luckily he turned around and got back to his cabin because there were some assassins going out to get him.
Okay.
And so anyway, this little fawn kind of triggered the information.
Well, that's unfortunate because
right.
This has a really funny thing inside.
Yeah, okay.
In her card. Isn't that pretty? It says, just fawning over your radio station.
Okay.
This is from Mary in Rantoul.
Thanks, Mary.
She enclosed a donation. Appreciate all your efforts lately. The open house, the singing men, the Lion Witch, and the wardrobe. You're so welcoming to all of your listeners. Oh, that's a nice compliment. Mm. You are on 24/7. I really appreciate all the teachings and the music, which keep the Lord on my heart. Love, Mary. Library Mary.
Hey, oh, yes, Library Mary. She usually signs that when she writes us. This comes from Bobby. She says, WLUJ fills me up every day, exclamation point, reminding listeners that without their support, I appreciate these words, without their support, there would be no WLUJ, and for that matter, no Great News Radio,
true.
All of our 19 frequencies without listener support.
Co-laborers.
Before I moved here 6 years ago, I lost my Christian radio station, and I promised then to support what I love and that which feeds my soul.
Oh.
Thank you for the sensational programming you offer your listeners.
Nice.
God bless each of you, Bobby. Well, thank you, Bobby. That's very truthful. I mean, I think people can sometimes maybe take for granted or forget that when something's 100% listener supported, without their support, we don't broadcast.
That's true. That's exactly right.
So hopefully that won't ever happen, but we appreciate all of you that from time to time give. We love and cherish our monthly ongoing givers. That kind of helps us set a budget so we know what can come in. And then those of you that are entertaining or have already been a part of like legacy giving to help plan us for the future, we do have some expansion and some growth that we want to put into place, and it means new towers or new transmitters or new antennas, and those cost thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I do pray that some of you might, in your estate planning, include Great News Media, whether it's WLUJ, you can designate it towards WLUJ or towards Great News Radio. We will steward it properly and put it towards the expansion, whether it's power increases or, like I said, the equipment that we need. But there's always projects on our table, but there's always a need to fund it. And so some of you, I'm just asking if you're thinking of long-term planning or maybe leaving a donation when you go on to be with the Lord, consider us as a ministry that might be one of the ones you select. We'll steward your resources to God's glory and help us further advance God's purposes into the future so that your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren can enjoy Christian radio.
Everything helps.
Yeah.
It does.
Everything makes a difference.
Yes, it does. This is from Jeanette in Danville.
Hey, Jeanette.
Enjoying the
Is that Rick and Jeanette?
Is that Rick and Jeanette?
Yeah, let me see.
I don't know.
Oh, Danville. No, I'm thinking Rantoul.
Jeanette in Danville writes, enjoying the blend of music and preaching and teaching, and please send me the new WOW program guide. Thanks. And then her address.
Oh, great. We did. And this is funny. Of all the people, here's from Rick and Jeanette from Rantoul.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even see this. But they've been writing us every year, every month for many years. Yeah, that's I was thinking of those.
This was
two.
Not planned.
Yeah, no. Marianne set out two piles, and yeah. I'm just picking them up. Mark and friends, housework is so much easier when my mind is on Christ because I have, and she singles out, WGNN on the radio. You all help me to focus on Him, capital H with an exclamation point. Grace and peace to all of you, Rick and Jeanette. And oh, we appreciate these two. They've been not only faithful supporters, but have entrusted us with additional resources to do what we get to do, proclaim that good news message of Jesus, that hope-filled message that we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast.
All right, this is from the great city of Paris, Illinois, and it's Stephen Kay. And they say, we're thankful for this radio station. You share the gospel and have many good programs that explain the Word of God, especially like In Touch, Charles Stanley, Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah. We enjoy older hymns. Keep up the good work.
Amen. Thanks, guys. And we'll close out with this one from Leroy from Chandler, Arizona.
Ooh.
He says, Mark, continued blessings, Leroy. 35 years. Remember the beginning. And he's talking about the beginning of WLUJ. They're 35 years old. Great News Radio is basically 27 years old.
Wow.
But thank you, God, that the same founder, Dick Van Zandt, helped lift up both of these ministries. And then a couple of years ago, we merged together. So we're under the umbrella of Great News Media. And we appreciate how God continues to use us and expand and bring that hope-filled message. So,
yes, message of Jesus.
Amen. Lifting high the name of Jesus.
Absolutely. And Roger, thank you for your article.
Thanks, Roger. Keep them coming.
I'm just going to say God bless and help America. Mark.
Amen. In fact, Marianne, speaking of blessing, multitasking here, couldn't find thanks for listening, but here's a portion of The Lord Bless and Keep You by Kate Smith. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long awaited golden troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless you.